I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Gina Latuca is in studio with us, which means it's Friday, and there's some exciting things happening at the SPCA.
Well, you know what? First of all, one of the exciting things is we have a fantastic news hound whose name is Harlow.
Oh, yes.
After movie legend Gene Harlow.
I love it.
4 years old. Harlow came to us. Well, first of all, she came to us on July 14th. She never went up for adoption until August 14th, and I'll get into that in a minute. But Harlow, we discovered in that month, has such a repertoire of tricks, we decided, why don't we create the first ever Newshound Happy Hour? People can come on over to the SPCA. Harlow is going to be showing off her repertoire 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. A lot of times, you know, you come to the SPCA and you say, I'd love to get to know this animal a little better. I'm really serious about adopting. You sign up for a guest pass and there's a process involved. But today, you can come to meet our newshound during our Newshound Happy Hour, 11 to 12, right in our play yard, where Harlow will be showing off her tricks.
I mean, that's perfect.
Isn't that great?
You can just stop by.
Can't we expand on that? I was thinking if we did maybe even a doggy entourage to an actual happy hour patio call it our Hound Happy Hour. You know, it would have been nice if I thought about that in June, but that's okay.
Well, you're doing it on a perfect day today.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, okay. So come out between 11 and noon today to the play yard.
That's
meet
right.
Harlow.
Just meet Harlow. Watch her tricks. The reason we had Harlow for the full month is she came to us with some medical issues. And you know, when we get these animals in, that gets a little costly. We talked about this last week when we had to close our admissions. Mm-hmm. We have, as of earlier this week, 531 animals we're caring for right now.
My goodness.
Several of them in need of behavioral or medical assistance. We've got a Yelp for Help challenge going on. It ends today. But you could donate as little as $5 a month, and you can help us unlock a $10,000 match by a very generous benefactor who will only let us use his first name, Steve. Steve said if we can raise $10,000 in just a few days, he will then match that $10,000 with a donation of his own.
Oh, let's
so
do it.
That's wonderful.
You could help animals like Harlow, help some of the animals that we have behind the scenes. People hear capacity at the SPCA, they think it's an adoption space capacity. And it's not. We talked a little bit about this last week. We are at capacity with the number of animals we can care for medically, behaviorally. 250 plus of those animals are in foster care. We are filled right now with animals we can care for. There may be adoption cages and kennels open, but behind the scenes, we're caring for animals like Harlow, who required a month of veterinary care before we could even put her up for adoption. So come on out and see the finished product and watch all of the tricks. Every week we learned a little more of what Harlow knew how to do. So it was very cute. Like, wait a minute, she already knows how to lay down. She already knows stay. It was kind of cute as we discovered more about Harlow.
What is your favorite trick in Harlow's repertoire? Harlow, I just love that repertoire.
To I know.
Harlow, dog's tricks.
What I like is that Harlow sits and somehow she automatically put giving her paw at the same time. So she sits and immediately wants to shake. I found that very cute.
She's,
you know, sometimes it's a second command, but I think she's thinking maybe even if I'm not asked, if I just do all these things, a treat will come out of nowhere. You know, there are some dogs who just automatically
right.
She's simply
treat focused.
She's simply being a lady and just saying hello, nice to meet you.
I think. You know, I'm sure that's like all. Jean Harlow, right?
That's
a
right.
Beautiful lady with a lot of class. I think that's how we'll describe her.
So in the happy hour, will there be other dogs with Harlow?
Probably not. I think with Harlow, we're not quite sure about her reactivity with other animals, so it will probably just be Harlow. We don't want any distractions right now. We want her to be focused on meeting some new people, and who knows, maybe we can expand on this and bring animals elsewhere and call it our Newshound happy hour. Maybe this will be a thing.
That's a great idea.
Isn't that great?
I know,
that's wonderful.
I think it is too.
Maybe one day we'll come right here to the line, have people come in and meet some
set
of our
set up your play yard.
That would be wonderful.
Have a traveling... happy hour.
Happy hour.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. If any companies are listening or any potential sponsors, here's a whole new idea that we just developed right here on the air.
You know, I want to ask you, because the SPCA was teamed up with WBEN, The Wolf, Kiss 98.5 at the fair. People were stopping by, playing Plinko for a dollar, and supporting the SPCA. How did that work out for you?
It was fantastic. Do you know we tripled what was donated last year? Thanks to the Petique being there.
Yes.
And thanks to that Plinko game. When I was at the fair, there was a line of people waiting to play Plinko.
Well, I mean, fun for a buck, right?
That's right.
You can't lose.
It was like a wheel of fun, but instead it was Plinko. Yeah. It was fantastic. And we have to thank you for all of that, because great exposure with the location this year. The staff at the fair, they were so kind in meeting all of our needs, letting us sell Petique items while we were there with you at the booth. And it was just amazing.
Well,
just
I'm so glad to hear that worked
donation.
Out so well.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
All right.
Thank you for all of that.
Yeah, of course. All right. So another call out, because this Yelp for Help deadline is today, right?
Today,
to get to 10,000.
Right. Yep. All you do is go to yoursspca.org/unlockchallenge. That's
easy
to remember, right?
Yep.
And like I said, I'm a Yelp for Help donor. I love that, because I know every month I've got some of my money going in to help these animals who have nobody else to help give them a second chance. They don't have owners right now. So because of Yelp for Help, we're able to give these animals second, third, sometimes fourth chances at a wonderful
life. You're almost
life.
Giving them a voice to advocate for themselves.
Exactly.
It's kind of like
exactly.
That.
And you don't have to think about it, because that's a monthly
It's a perfect name,
donation.
Too. Yelp for Help.
That's exactly what it is. Is, right?
Okay. Well, Gina, have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Good luck with Harlow and the happy hour.
Thank you. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right. And it's just enjoy the perfect day out there. Gina Latuca with the SPCA serving Erie County.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.